Praise destroys, while love builds the present. Hi, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. Praise destroys, while love builds the present. How does praise destroy? Well, if anyone can praise you, they can also not praise you. Therefore, it destroys. If someone can say, you're a lovely person, and if someone can say, you're not a lovely person, then they can control you. They can manipulate you. They can own you. They can possess you. They can make you feel good. They can make you feel sad. They can make you feel happy. They can make you feel bad. You know, it all depends on what they feel like. A person walks in the door with a dour look on their face, a sour look on their face, and you look at them and you say, uh-oh, here comes trouble. Uh-oh, wonder what's bothering them. Uh-oh, what a thing they're going to bring into this group, what a melancholy attitude. And then, on the other side of the room, from you, not you, but on the other side of the room from you, is Miss Lollipop, and she's sitting there talking with her friends, and she sees Mr. Glum come in the door, and she says, George, come on over here, I want to share something with you. And Mr. Glum comes over there. George, did you know what we did today? We had the most wonderful experience. It was just so great, you know. And George, I thought of you when we were doing it, because you have that attitude about yourself that is always so definite and so sound and so balanced. You're just a joy to have around, George. And George, George, you are always balanced. What's this duh about? I don't even know that. You're always balanced. And George said, well, you don't know what I just went through. George, what you just went through is your business. And we love you. I love you. Would you like to have me tell you what I went through? I tell you, I've been through some very interesting experiences, and it would make you feel very happy because they're worse than yours, you know? Now, what do you want to share, George? What do you want to share? You want to share your happiness or your sadness? George, the rest of us in this group here have enough sadness to overshadow any sadness you have, but yet we're not going to pay attention to it. We're not going to let it destroy our life. We're not going to let it put us down. George, pay attention now. Oh, what do you mean? Look, George, you came in this room because you wanted to be lifted up, because you knew that we were a bunch of lifter-uppers here, and you wanted to be in our presence. You wanted to be in our presence, in our awareness, in our present here, right in the now, and that's what we are. And you know, George, every time I look at you, I think of a successful man. Every time I look at you, I think of someone who has lived a life filled with happiness and joy. Yes, I have, George. That's the only way I know about you. Now, let's pause here for a moment. Miss Lollipop just lost her dog of 20 years, and she had to put him down because the dog just was not getting along well with life, and things were just too much. And Miss Lollipop loved her dog with all her heart and soul and being. And when she had to put her dog down, it broke her heart for a moment. But she knew that it was the best thing for her dog. And she was not so selfish that she wanted her dog around just because she wanted it to live. She knew that when it's time for the dog to go, when there's nothing else that they could do to help him to be a healthy, happy dog, let him go. And she let him go. But she didn't tell George that. She didn't tell George that the neighbor kid came home drunk the night before and drove in through her backyard and ran down all of her prized geraniums and flowers that she had there. The beautiful backyard filled with the work of months and years. Kapach! And you know what she said? I'm so happy he didn't hurt himself. I'm so happy that my flowers were there to make his stop softer and nicer. And they didn't know, you know, that Her mother, who had been doing pretty well, the doctor said now she's terminal. And she just got that message this morning. And she came in the room, bright and cheery and smiley, and everybody thought, Miss Lollipop, you know, that's who she is, Miss Lollipop, Miss Happiness. And of course she is. And so George says, well, Miss Lollipop, I don't know what you got to be smiling about. I hear your mother has been told she's going to be terminal. Miss Lollipop says, George, that's my business. That's not yours. Your business is thinking of my mother as whole and perfect. Your business is thinking of my mother as wonderful. I didn't tell you she was terminal. And I don't care what the doctors say. My mother is always healthy. To the moment she chooses to move to her next dimension, she is a healthy woman. She lives in a healthy body and a healthy mind, surrounded by healthy people, like me, you know. How can you think like that? I mean, the fact is your mother has been said that she is not doing too well. You know, how can you just go out and blatantly say something so contrary to that? Well, George, life is like that. When I was a little child, they told me I had to go to first grade because I didn't know first grade yet. And that was fine with me. I said, I know first grade. Come on, first grade, let's get together and show off. So I was in first grade, and I showed them that I knew everything. Because everything they showed me, I said, yep, I know that. Yep, I know that. Yep, 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 yep. And it drove them mad. And it was like that all the way through school. I was always revealing to the teachers that I knew everything before we even had the lessons. And the teacher says, how do you do that? And I told them, but they didn't really hear me. I said, I listen within. I live in the present. I'm happy. I don't praise anything. I just state the facts. I don't say, you're a wonderful person. I say, you did a wonderful thing here. I love what you did here. I love how you made that cake and you brought it to us all here, and we didn't expect you to bring a cake. In fact, we didn't expect you to bring anything, you know. You're an old glumpus, you know. But you came with a cake, and my goodness, how surprised we were and how delighted we are. You know, you surprise us all the time. Now, that's not praise. That's just fact. That's just a revelation of the truth. And it's easy to take that, isn't it? And you know, Mary, stop crying now. Mary just had a great experience. Yes, she did. She's crying her heart out, but she just had a great experience. Her boyfriend asked her to marry him. And she's been waiting for 2 years for this. 2 years! And finally he asked her. And you know what she said? She said, no. She said, no. She said, if it takes you that long to make up your mind, I can imagine what the rest of our life would be like. But no. And her boyfriend said, what? I thought you loved me. I do love you. But I love me more. And I do not want to be associated with somebody who takes so long to make up their mind. What? Well, what do you want me to do? Be love at first sight? That's not a bad idea. No, that's not a bad idea. But Mary, you've been talking about your boyfriend all this time and saying how much you were in love with him and how you'd enjoy being. Yes, I was. But when I saw how long it took for him to make up his mind, I realized that he wasn't the one for me. And so then John turns to Mary and says, Mary, I was just waiting for you to be free. Would you marry me? And Mary says, John, yes, 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 you've always been at the edge of my heart. I didn't let you in because I had Paul there, but now that Paul is gone, yes. Mary, I don't like long engagements. I don't either. So how about if we go down tomorrow and get the license? Oh, George. Whatever his name is, Harry, John. Larry, John. I keep my people George. Straight here, my John. And so, you see, and then George, he says, Wow! Mary, you and John? Mary, can I come to your wedding? And Mary says, not with that glum puss on your face. Well, I'll change it. Well, promise me one thing. You'll change it forever. You'll live with a smile on your face and a smile in your heart and joy in your life forever and ever and ever. And George says, Mary, if John hadn't been so quick, I would have asked you. Yes, I know, Mary said, but you are another procrastinator like Paul, you know. And so I'm glad that John asked, because John's not a procrastinator, as you can see. And Mary was just a charming girl, you know, just what like the girl in the show the other day, you know. Yeah. So innocent, so beautiful, so absolutely untouchable. You wouldn't think of asking her to marry. You wouldn't think of asking her to do anything because she's so beautiful. She's beyond the reach of any mortal being. Well, Mary, too, was sort of like beyond the reach of any mortal being. But Mary realized that praise killed. And so she never gave praise. She always spoke the truth. And whatever her boyfriend's name was, he couldn't handle that, you know. But John, he knew who Mary was. And George, he had a pretty good idea who Mary was, too. But George had such a dour disposition, such a sour attitude about life, that nobody was able to get in and say, hey, I want to be your friend. But Miss Lollipop did. And she knew how to do it. And she knew how to do it in the now. While love builds the present. Love builds the present. Are you ready to build the present? Are you ready to let the Georges, who are the dour ones, no longer be dour? See them always as loving and gentle? See the Johns speaking up before they have to wait for 2 years for an engagement? Well, you should be engaged for 2 years because, if you don't know who each other's personality is within the first few moments that you meet each other, you're not going to stay around each other. But there's something that ties you together and says, yes, let's be friends. Let's do these things and be friends and get along well together and be happy together. And, hey, I don't own you. I don't own you. I don't own anybody. And you don't own me. We are each individuals doing our own thing, having our own good time in life. And you see, that's what it's all about. Praise destroys. Because when you praise another person by saying, I love you, even, then they think that you love them. But when you show them that you love them by your caring presence in the now, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters. If you're going with a person and they're going to change them so that they will fit your pattern, then forget it. Some women like to change men. They say, oh, you burp, and you do this, and you do that, you know. And forget it, hey. Let him alone. Let somebody who likes burping have him, you know. And there are people who like burping, you know.
Oh, God.
No, really, don't say, see, you say, oh, God. I can think of a lot worse things that people do than burp, you know? You know what I mean?
I believe so.
Yeah. You believe I can think of that, huh? Okay. But be in charge of yourself. Be in charge of yourself. Remember, praise destroys while love builds the present. Love lives in and builds the present. Love is the present. And when we live in the present, when we live in this love, we live in a happiness that's indescribable, non-definable, but it is very wonderful. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened to George, Sylvia?
He is the happiest guy in the universe.
And what happened to John, Ellen?
He's happy too.
He got married.
Because he got married.
He got married.
Happily ever after.
very happy.
Yeah. And what happened to Paul?
He joined.
He accepted the things as they came.
Yeah, and he took his time doing it too, didn't he? Yeah, he took his time doing it. Now is the acceptable time. And that is what we want to be aware of in our consciousness and enjoy it and just have a good time. So you have a lovely morning.
Okay.
Have a beautiful day. Make lots of hay. Mm-hmm. And I'll pay for it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hey.